Howdy, folks. Nick Tomachek here with the Northwest Florida Daily News. I'm sitting down with reporter Annie Blanks, who recently took a trip with the Walton County Sheriff's Office. You went out at night, Annie, and you got to ride along with the deputies. And talk a little bit about what you were doing and why they were doing it.
So I went out with the Walton County Sheriff's Office deputies last Tuesday because I heard that they had started a new house party task force this year. Ooh. To address some of the house party issues that they had last year during spring break.
What were some of those issues, do you?
Well, so you have these huge houses in the Frangista Beach and 38 neighborhoods, and these houses can hold 30 or 40 people at a time. Mm-hmm. And they're not really supposed to, but that's just kind of how it works when you get all these kids and they all split up the rent for these houses and they rent them and they have these big house parties. And last year there were several incidents where these kids, several of them were under the age of 18, but most of them were under the age of 21, were busted for these big house parties, and they were busted with drugs and alcohol and just doing generally not good things. So yeah. The task force was created this year to kind of combat those issues. So last Tuesday, I went out to the Walton County substation and I met up with Deputy Ryan Boschert. And he took me out on Tuesday night for about 4 hours from about 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And we hung out and we responded to calls and we responded to about 3 noise complaints. Mostly, or they actually, all of them were college students who were in town for spring break, and they were in their homes and they were playing their music way too loud and just doing some raucous things. And the deputies went to respond to those and tell them to keep it down.
What were some? I think I saw a tweet from that night that you had.
Yeah, I was live tweeting the whole thing.
So what is your Twitter handle, Annie?
It's @DestinLogAnnie.
Okay, and what? So what was some of the music that they were playing too loud?
There was a Rihanna song. All right. That song, "Sticks and Stones May Break My Bones."
Go ahead, Annie. Yeah, all right.
these girls were dancing pretty hard to it, and the deputies were trying to search for the specific condo in question. Like, they just got a noise complaint call from a condo in the general area, and they got out on foot and they were kind of like searching for it, and that's the song that they heard, and they kind of followed the song and they saw through an open blinds just this dance party going on in the condo. And Deputy Loy, Tyler Loy, who was Deputy Boschert's partner, was like, well, that's got to be the one.
Yeah.
So we found it, and they knocked on the door, and the kids turned out to be really nice. They said they were all over 21. They were from Louisville, Kentucky, and they were just having a good time, and they agreed to turn the music down, and that was the extent of the disciplinary actions taken.
So you went to some other places. They were, I guess they were all noise complaints, Annie?
Mm-hmm. They all came in as noise complaints.
And yeah. So what were like the reactions of these, when this story, if you guys look at the story that this audio is attached to, or you look on our website, nwfdailynews.com, and you look at the photos, some of these photos are pretty striking. The reactions of some of these youngsters, these college kids, was, well, how would you describe it, Annie?
They definitely were not expecting to be greeted at the door by these cops. I think one of the funniest things that happened the night was we responded to reports of a noise complaint on Los Angeles Street, which is in the Frangista Beach neighborhood. It's kind of known as one of the hot spots for these house parties.
Oh, okay.
And as I was walking up to the house, I got a notification on my phone from one of the news orgs that I follow, and it said that Stephen Hawking had just died. And so I told the deputies, and I said, oh gosh, did you guys know that Stephen Hawking just died? And they were like, what? So we went on our way, and they knocked on the door. And after they knocked on the door and we were listening inside, we hear this girl just scream. She goes, oh my gosh, you guys, Stephen Hawking just died. And the deputies were like laughing. And so when they opened the door, the deputies were like, hey, did you guys hear that Stephen Hawking just died? And the girl started like crying.
Yeah.
And they were all like, yeah. And then they were all like, wait, why are there two deputies at my door telling me about Stephen Hawking?
They weren't laughing that Stephen Hawking had passed away. They were laughing at the irony of
the cop standing there talking to them about it.
About something you guys were just talking about.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting stuff. So what did you like about it? Was it interesting for you personally?
Yeah, it was interesting. You never know what you're going to run into when you do these sorts of ride-alongs. I've done probably about 3 or 4 of them in my time here. You know, you never know. It could just be a super chill night, or it could be a crazy night. And it was good. The deputy that I rode with, Deputy Boschert, he was super nice. He has a very, I think, nice approach to handling these sorts of situations. He isn't, you know, let's lay the hammer down. He's let's educate these kids. Let's talk to them. Let's be nice to them. But then if they you know, if they screw up again, then we really got to start, you know, laying down the letter of the law. But it was a good experience. I encourage, you know, anybody, these ride-alongs are open to the public. So
really,
yeah. If anybody, you know, wants to see what goes on in a Walton County Sheriff's Office patrol vehicle on spring break, I would recommend it.
Well, Annie, thanks for joining us. And also thank you, a big thank you to the Walton County Sheriff's Office.
Yes,
and
thank you.
I appreciate you chatting with us a little bit about this behind the scenes with Annie Blanks.
No
thanks,
problem.
Annie.
You're welcome, Nick.